The thoughts, views, and opinions of this show are solely that of the host, unless stated otherwise, and should not be taken seriously by anyone. If for some reason you find yourself offended or triggered by this content, feel free to swiftly disengage from the views expressed by me. Honestly, if you're upset, I don't care. Again, viewer discretion is advised. Thank you, and let's start the show.
Smoking so much, cause I be wanting to die. It's just a part of my life, but so it's cool, I guess, right? I think I'm losing my sight, in fact, I'm losing my mind. I was waiting on you, but then you left me behind. I walked this earth by myself, I hung it loose by myself. I stood up tall on a chair, I jumped a chair, and then it broke, what the fuck? This shit a joke, I need a bitch, he's a right. Don't give a fuck about a race, can give a fuck, I'm a slave. Don't give a fuck no more, ayy. 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 I was taking a walk, I was getting so high. I be smoking so much, cause I be wanting to die. Just a part of my life, so it's cool like it's right. Think I'm losing my sight, in fact I'm losing my mind. I was waiting on you, but then you left me behind. Walked this earth by myself, I hung it loose by myself. I stood up tall on that shit, and I'm a hundred. And that shit, don't give a fuck, it's a joke. Yeah.
To be alone. Is that how you wanna be? Forever and ever and ever. Because that's where this is going. Listen to me, Anthony. You need to calm down.
Lord, forgive me. I hope you hear my prayers. I beg you, I pray, and I really hope that everything will be okay. But I promise, Lord, I'm trying my hardest, but I just don't know if I'm gonna make it.
What is it that you need? Just tell me what it is that you need, and I will get anything that you need. And if that doesn't help, then I will find what helps you. We are not set in our ways. It is time to change. Calm down. It's not a game anymore.
Oh, Father God, I really hope that you hear me.
Breathe. Deep breaths. Slowly calm your mind. Ease your pain. Put it behind you. It is gone. Non-existent. Gone! Breathe. And calm.
Things in this world that we try to be. There are many things in this world that we try to see. People that we try to mold and shift, bend and break until they are the perfect painting of who we want them to be. Why? for who they are. I cannot change anyone, nor will I ever attempt to. And I will never respect another human being who wants to change me. I am not who you want me to be. I am not who you want me to be. I am not who you want me to be. I think maybe you should work on yourself.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. I'm trying to give a drum roll, but I don't want to burn my finger. Welcome. Oh, gotta close my door. Welcome to Anthony Gass's Be Mic Podcast, episode, I think like 26. Episode 26. And, let's see, I'm not going to talk for very long on this episode. I feel like it's been so much throughout the week. God, this week has been long, but it's been awesome. It's been really good for me personally. I'm not going to tell you what's going on because why would I share all my good news with no one? No, I'm just kidding. I'm a certified professional in a thing doing some stuff, so that's really cool. I've been really on this, like, focus for trying to actually start a career. No more jobs in 2023. We're grown-ups now. So I'm trying to do this whole thing where it's like, yeah, let's get a career, right? And it all has to be based around my major in psychology. So, like, what do? And then I found something, and I applied for it the first time, but I didn't get it. But then I applied for it another time at another place, and I got it, yeah! But fuck that. I'm not trying to be humble right now. I worked hard as fuck this last like 19 days. Apparently it only took me 19 days from start to finish on this little. It's not even finished yet, really, for real. I have my certification, but I still have to get certified with the state of Nevada. So it's like a whole thing that I'm waiting for right now. So God, please, I'm praying for the best. Hopes and prayers to myself and Jamie Foxx and God damn it. Oh my God. Okay, so Jamie Foxx, man, I don't understand. Seriously, I do hope he's like fine and everything. I'm not trying to be like an asshole, but what is up with celebrities? I don't know why I just said it like a whole. What is up with celebrities, kids or family members, when they get in some sort of like accident or go to the hospital? I understand the information might like leak out, but if you want your privacy, maybe like not post how your dad's in the hospital and you want privacy, because now you made it a public thing and your privacy is no longer valid once you post on Instagram. It's a fact. Read the disclaimer and your terms of service and conditions. The moment you sign on Instagram and you take a picture or something, you relinquish all your privacy to whatever's in that photograph, photo picture thing. So yes, be careful what you're taking pictures of and those terms of services, because you know, you always sign it, you sign it up on a Roku and you click some shit, and next thing you know, in 7 days you got charged $35 for a streaming service you only used for that one day, free trial thing. So be careful, guys. Watch yourselves. I almost signed away my life once. A guy gave me a card at the gas station, and it said, your soul, $4 million. And I contemplated for a long time of whether or not I should call him. And I didn't, but that probably explains why I'm poor. But it's okay, I'm working on it. I'm trying to change. Ah, it's like, we can't do that. We can't change who you already are. Let me stop. I'm going really crazy. I don't know if you guys are noticing, but it's getting there. I'm starting to get to the point where my neurons and electrons and protons are all starting to explode into atoms and molecules that I can no longer control. And it's starting to take the shape of a character that I'm starting to put on this podcast. And I don't know why that's happening, but it's happening. And I can't change it. And I don't want to change it. Because it's funny to me. I really like it. I can't lie. And it's starting to drift away from the podcast into my normalcy. And now when I have conversations with people, I sometimes talk like this and they look at me funny and I'm like, ha, gotcha. It was a character. Zippo light. I don't know. But yo. Shut up. I want to ask the audience, specifically the Dominican Republicans who are listening, is it okay if I go and get some fat injected into my body so I can weigh more in the Dominican Republic? Do guys get judged for fat transfers from the thighs and hips to the arms? That's what I want to do. And I got to ask the Dominicans, because y'all got all the surgeries. And I'm really, really proud of myself for somehow branching out into the Dominican Republic. That's crazy. I don't know how that happened. But if you're listening right now, shout out to you, I guess. Or not. But I do want you to answer my question. That's the only thing I want from you. I don't want any money. I'm not going to solicit donations or likes or comments or shares. I just want to know, is it okay if I get a fat transfer from my thigh to my biceps? I want my arms to be bigger, but I don't want to do the work to do it. So I might fly out to DR and I might get a fat transplant. So if you ever see me get buff, that's going to be why. Okay. But like I said earlier, I don't think I really want to do a long episode today. And I really don't think I have the time, because at some point, I have to do other things. And I'm doing this really late in the day because I had some other stuff to do earlier. So, it's okay. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break and then I'll come back and tell you the news. And then we'll figure out our lives. This isn't ChatGPT. This is me now. So, hi. And... we'll be back after these messages.
What the heck is that?
I've never seen anything like it before!
Oh my God. It's not. There's no way. There's no way! Oh my God. Never in a million years did I ever think that I'll see something of this magnitude in real life. You've never seen this before. It's the one thing that you deny. It's the one thing that everyone avoids. We gotta run away!
No! Come back this way! This way! Oh my God, come this way!
soon to a podcast near you. The greatest theatrical experience you've ever seen. With famous actors like Anthony Gaston, and Anthony Gaston, and Anthony Gaston. You've never seen the truth like this before. It's the truth. The theatrical experience. Only at Anthony Gaston's The Be Mike Podcast. Come check out the truth. You need this. There's no reason for you to avoid it anymore. Face your fears and face yourself. It's just the truth. No more lies.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. We're back. Anthony Gaston's Be Mike Podcast. Yeah. Okay, so I hope everyone's having a great day. If not, it's really hot in Vegas, like 76 degrees. Literally, it's so hot. But it's like not even that hot yet, so it's like, should I even complain? No, it's not 100 degrees. It's not. So relax. It's only 76. Let's enjoy it while we can. Okay, with this nice breeze. It's really nice. But, in sports news, everybody is mad at Zion because he dunked, but he didn't play in the play-in game. So, I mean, that's pretty much the epitome of Zion Williams' career. It hasn't changed. He will do all the windmill dunks in between the legs and the alley-oops in practice, but he doesn't play in the actual game. It's okay. We'll see him maybe if they make it to the playoffs. And let's see. Steve Kerr has revealed that the Warriors, Andrew Wiggins, plan to minimum returns versus the Kings. That will be really nice, but not for anybody else. In other news, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a giant pothole. That's weird. What's going on? I cannot do the news. It's like dude, former Sam's Club employee accused of stealing over $100,000 worth of merchandise or jewelry from the store. Two controversial gun control bills have advanced in legislature, so I guess more people can buy guns to shoot other people. And Karen was asking if they could speak to a manager, I guess, in Vegas, because there's a restaurant that's coming. So the news is terrible. Everything else is terrible. And goodness gracious. I'm tired. I'm really exhausted. I'm not gonna lie. Ugh. So, like I said, short episode, and I'll be back tomorrow with more energy, but we're all good. Everything is good in the neighborhood. Don't ask me if I'm doing okay no more, because I hate when people ask me that question. It's the same answer every single time. I promise you. I'm fine. Totally fine. This is all ChatGPT and fuck, I'm gonna bleep that shit that way now I won't even hear myself say it. But all right, guys and girls and Dominicans, see you all tomorrow. You can tell I don't want to end the podcast because I just want to keep talking. I can't even lie, it's so fun to do this thing. I hate when I take my breaks, but then I like when I come back because I come back with so much energy, and I'm like, where do I even get that energy from? I get my energy from literally nowhere. Nothing inspires me. Nothing motivates me. I'm always just depressed and blah. But then you know what? I'll be like, let's go be funny for a minute. And it's like not even funny because it's... you determine it yourself. All right, I'm fucking leaving. I'm losing it. Replay all the episodes more than once and have a good day. Bye.
It ain't got no top, mama.